See if I can go through this again. Alice goes up to the hills to get on top and look to see where she's at. When she gets up there, she sees that on the other side of the hills, there's a dark little valley, and down in that valley is power lines. The power lines have obviously been camouflaged. There's a lot of brush and things set up to hide them from view, but evidently a storm has passed or something has, you know, big wind has blown a lot of the brush off, and you can tell that it's power lines. Thinking it may lead to Prospero's castle, Alice goes down into the bottom of the valley that's very dark. Only at noon can you see in. And the rest of the time it's like the sun shines into the valley through some kind of a filter.
Alice walks slow and careful. When she gets in the middle of the valley, she hears a strange woody sound, like she's not sure what it is, but it brings visions into her mind of some sort of a shell horn call, perhaps a large and rotund bird, or maybe a man or humanoid making a strange primal call. All these images are in her head, and she's a bit cautious now. So she casts her eyes around for something to use as a weapon. A few rocks about half her size of her fist will have to do. She tucks several into the front pocket of her blue dress. Woody call sounds again, she can't locate it. So she keeps on walking. Again the woody call, this time much closer. Close enough to startle her and make her spin around. Still she sees nothing, but she thought she saw a slight blur in the sky. Going behind a cloud. So she stands still and watches the sky for a bit.
Alice hears the sound of many insects, but they all sound strange to her, as if she couldn't hear the first part when it was originally said or the sound was originally made, but all she's hearing is the echo on the way back in. Power lines seem to have an all-pervasive hum. They seem to have a heartbeat when the wind goes over and makes them vibrate. Sounds like the slow beating of a giant heart. With every step she takes, she feels more certain that she's going in the right direction. Going to Prospero's, but she's going in such a way as to stay off the beaten path. Nobody goes by this direction. It's a test to get to Prospero's, and yet she may have found a back door in where she can bypass the test altogether. She finds berries of unusual color, bright greens, bright purples, very lustrous. She gets the idea that mixing them with her size-altering brownies or cookies or whatever it is she's got, potions maybe, might increase the effects.
Meanwhile, Dorothy has finally given up on finding Alice after that dog attack. Hopefully she's not dead and eaten. She has found herself in a eerie situation. She's walking behind a small town, planning to walk into it and buy some farm fresh milk. But unfortunately, a bunch of crows came up, savage crows by the thousands, and started dive bombing and scratching her, and she ran into a storm shelter. The storm shelter just kind of kept sloping down and down and down, and she went down. She waited for a long time out deep in the shelter, but she could still hear the caws and the crows of tens of thousands of those birds outside waiting to eat her as she comes out, trapped. She didn't really want to go further in the tunnels. Places like some sort of a subway without a subway, or some kind of a dank cellar. A lot of places, the splashes of water all over the place, trickles of water going down the walls, a rather fungal smell to the place, musk and just all kinds of fungal scents in the air. Footsteps would echo and sound like they echo forever, slowly receding in echoes way down the hall. Other than that, it was just a constant cacophony of water sounds, small trickles amplified by endless concrete and stone of the hallway she walked in. To make matters worse, it was curving left and right and such here and there and branching, and she's really lost track of where she was anyway. Hours passed. She rested a couple times and just had to do some deep breathing not to panic. She walked on, growing really tired, hungry, and very thirsty. After a long walk, she saw slivers of light ahead, like through a grill or a grate, and her heart lifted. She ran to it. But meanwhile,
fearing to stay out in the open, Alice looks for some shelter. What she finds is a small cave with what's obviously a very old cave painting. It appears, however, that someone has defiled this painting in the last few years. White, angry face. And what appear to be words in some unknowable language. Next to the picture of the animal in the cave painting is several pictures of weapons, the spear type variety, definitely looking complicated and lethal. But she has a feeling of peace and power, and she sits in the cave to meditate. Meditation restores her mana shortly, about 15 minutes, and she goes back outside to continue her journey. As she walks, she notices streaks of darkness in the sky, like chemtrails, only dark instead of white. Flow through the sky like some giant bird's excrement flinging out behind it.